knocked on the ground to the right side, scooped up by Santana. As Watson grounds out to end the second, leaves Montgomery stranded. We'll head to the top of the third here at the Dean. Still no score on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared.
And we're back. It is the top of the third inning. No score on the board at the plate. Carlos Pellegrin, the center fielder. Two balls, no strikes delivered to the center fielder, Pellegrin. 8-9 after Carlos. It'll be Rubalcaba and Leonardo for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Then we're back up to the top of the order. Three straight balls delivered by Poland. He's thrown 19 pitches, 13 for strikes. Poland kicks, delivers, and the 3-0 becomes 4-0. That was a close pitch, too. So Pellegrin heads to first base, the first walk given up by Poland. Alonzo Rubalcaba will step in. The catcher Rubalcaba is from Miami Beach, Florida. So just down the road, I wonder if his family and friends are here tonight and have been here all week. 6-3, 2-15. Switch hitter, he'll bat from the right side. Or actually, I'm looking at the wrong person. I thought I was. Rubalcaba is from Redwood City, California. I was looking at Rothenberg. He bats from the right side. And just by coincidence, both Rubalcaba and Barstead, catchers opposing each other, they were both born in the same city, Redwood City, California. I wonder if they know each other, if they've ever played against each other. Two balls, no strikes. So Jared here in the third has thrown six straight balls to the first two hitters. On the ground, backhanded by Capé. He'll throw to second base, the relay throw to first, and it is in time. So once again, Yeedy to Khalil to Torin, and we've got another double play. That's how they ended it in the second, and the same right here again in the third is being repeated.
Great defensive show by the Hammerheads. That was another tight turn.
6-4-3, and you know that's really helping out Jared Poland to have that great defense behind him, especially when he struggled here in the third, you know, six straight balls, and then having Rubicola, you know, going after that pitch, hitting on the ground and hitting it to the one guy, Capé, that really has, you know, been the star so far through the first few innings. Great job by Yidi. He's not getting, allowing anything to get by him in the shortstop hole. Iverson Leonardo steps in. 0-1 is the count with two outs.
Yeah, he's a wall out there, just stopping everything in front of him.
Pulling on the Hill was drafted this year by the Marlins in the sixth round as he gets Leonardo to swing and miss. Pick number 172 overall. Jared's from Indianapolis, Indiana. I know that area well after playing college ball at the University of Dayton. Boy, we headed to Indiana quite a few times. But Jared, he didn't play in Indiana, but instead played his college ball for Louisville. That's a good place to play, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful country up there.
This season with the Hammerheads, Jared is looking for his first win. He has a 3.00 ERA. This is his third game, third start for Jupiter. Lifted into left field on the run is Thompson. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning as Leonardo flies out to left field. We'll head to the bottom of the third. First up for Jupiter, it'll be Sanoa, Capé, and Barry. We're still looking for a score on the board. Here at the Dean, you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hey, Castle, if you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in the home half of the third. We're looking for a score on the board. Hammerheads send Javier Sanoa to the plate to face Joe Miller. First pitch delivered inside. So 1-0 is the count. Sanoa is 0-for-1 today. He flied out back in the first. Capé is on deck, then Barry right after him. Miller goes inside again low. So 2 balls and no strikes. His fastball is around 90, 91 miles per hour today. Bunting to the left side, coming in is Gold. Bear hands it, throws to first, not in time. So Sanoa using his speed as he bunts down the third base line. Luke Gold had to come in. He barehanded it nicely, but Javier was basically on first base by the time he reached it. Throw to first base wasn't in time, so Sanoa with the base hit. The bunt single. That'll bring up Yidi Capé. Miller goes outside as Capé takes. 1 ball, no strikes. Barry's on deck.
Yeah, Sanoa put on a bunt clinic where he laid that one down. It was great.
Here's the 1-0 coming back into the net. It was good job by Sanoa. Yidi Lazaro Capé at the plate right here. Number 6 overall Miami prospect here, according to MLB Pipeline. And we've seen why. He flashes with his glove, doesn't he? He's quick defensively and around the bases, and he uses that speed. when he's at the plate, too. He has been hitting the ball so well, but they've been positioning him, the position as the throw goes down to second base. It won't be in time, so Sanoa picks up a stolen bag. But a lot of line drives to the left side, so the Lakeland Flying Tigers have been playing him well. They've put the shift on, you know, just where Yeadie's been hitting it. Then the other day on Friday, he said, you know what? Enough of that. Enough of you guys catching my line drives. I'm just going to hit it over the fence where no one can catch it. Here's the 2-1 inside. There is some action in the bullpen for the visiting club. The reliever is warming up.
So Sanoa is laying down bunts and stealing bases. He's having quite the inning.
Yes, he is. Let's see what Yeadie can do here with the runner in scoring position. He's driven in 15 already this season. The 3-1. Hard hit down the line. Yeah, that's what Yeadie's been doing. He's just been on top of the ball and hitting it to the left side. A little bit too quick with the bat there. So the count goes full to Yeadie. He left Cuba in 2018, and he became one of the top prospects in the 2019 international class. He, though, decided to wait for a bigger bonus in 2020. Another tap or foul left side. But then the pandemic pushed it back to, they normally sign in 2020 or during the year early, and the 2020 class had to wait to January of 2021. But he signed for $3.5 million on the first day. And Sanoa going to third base. The throw being thrown to the third baseman. He is caught in the middle. The tag applied. And Sanoa being aggressive on the base pass. But it did not pay off there. We've got one down with Capé at the plate. Three balls, two strikes on Yeadie. So the Hammerheads had a runner in scoring position. Javier trying to get a jump and head to third base. Instead, he was caught stealing. Yeadie fouling the ball off, waiting for his pitch.
Yeah, so Noah got caught there. He Miller delayed his delivery just enough to catch him in mid-stride, and that was lights out for him in that rundown.
Get hung out to dry there, trying to figure out which way to go. Swing and a miss. So Capé will go down swinging. That's the second strikeout for Joe Miller. Two down. That'll bring up Jacob Berry. Berry, 21 years of age, was drafted in the first round, sixth overall by the Marlins, as he swings and misses. He's a switch hitter, so he's batting from the right side, facing the lefty Miller. Pitch delivered at the letters. One ball, one strike. That had some nice movement to it. It came in at 75. It looked a little faster than that, though.
It did.
But it had this movement that I think even Jacob was kind of looking at that like, huh. He laid off of it. He'll lay off this pitch, too, as it's up and away at 90 miles per hour.
Yeah.
2-1, the count with two outs. Berry is equally productive from both sides of the plate. This time he stepped in on the right side. One bouncer to Sakara at short. The throw in time. Berry's retired as he grounds out to short. So that'll do it for the Hammerheads here in the third. We still have no score on the board. Lakeland, one hit, no runs. The Hammerheads, three hits and no runs. We'll head to the top of the fourth, and Walter Works will take over on the play-by-play. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the top of the fourth inning. Wrapping up the final season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Christian Santana leading things off for us in the top of the fourth. Lovely to be joined by Lisa Pride and Daryl Jones today on this Sunday edition of Baseball at the Dean. The last game here for the Hammerheads. Jared Pullen on the mound with his 29th pitch in the books, 2 ERA on the season. Count goes 1-1 to Santana. Next pitch says Santana's away. Count goes to 2-1.
Well, Walter, we know that you're usually here on Sundays by yourself, right? So we figured you needed some company here to end the season.
What a nice surprise. What a nice surprise. As the count goes 3-1 to Santana. It's been an interesting week, right, Lisa? As far as the ballpark goes, the Tigers came flying high as this one's ripped but just foul by Santana. Santana with nice pop there, but on the other side of the foul line. But, yeah, it's been an interesting week. The Tigers came in with a five-game win streak halfway through the week, taking care of the Hammerheads and obviously having a good week last week. And then we saw the Hammerheads come in with a six-game losing streak and now turning things around. Hopefully they're going to be able to close out the season on a high note.
Well, this is the way you want to end a season, right? We're talking about the Hammerhead side because it was a team that they had so much trouble with in May, going over to Lakeland, only winning two of those six games, coming here, losing the first two games. The first game that the Hammerheads lost eliminated them from the playoffs. Lakeland was still in playoff contention, and then they hit a hot Hammerhead team. You know, the Hammerheads started winning on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, 7-3 win, 9-3 then on Friday. Yesterday, wow, they just blasted 14 runs last night. And, so three in a row here for the Hammerheads. Let's make it four.
Yeah, we're all excited. A nice couple of games here for the hometown Hammerheads as the count stays full. Santana staying alive. He's got a .213 average on the season, 30 ribbies, 9 home runs. That's super impressive at second. And another rip, but foul. So Santana staying alive, keeping things going here as Pullen throws his 36th pitch of the evening. Trying to make it here through the top of the fourth. Seeing a little bit of action in the bullpen, but that's for the Tigers. As Poland retires Santana. So that's going to be, let's see, the second strikeout for Poland?
Yeah, the second strikeout. He caught Graham, who's coming to the plate, back in the first looking.
So nice start on both sides of the mound for the Hammerheads and the Tigers. Got a little pitching duel going on here. Top of the fourth, all knotted up. Walter, Lisa, and Daryl closing out the season and this Sunday for you. Live on MILB.com, Tigers and the Hammerheads, final game of the series and the season. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Graham. This one, beautiful pitch, changing direction, coming right down the middle of the plate there. So 1-1 the count goes. And this one just missing outside. Graham going to be up in the count. Looks like it was challenged. So one of those rule changes here this year is the instant challenge, which we see work pretty efficiently there. Count going to 1-2. As you know, all the rule changes pretty much that we experienced here at a minor league level, they were all approved, Lisa.
Well, not all. We're the league of experimentation.
Yeah. There's, I think, three of them.
No
the
pie
ones.
Slice. And
they've
modified a little bit. The shift has been modified because here we have, you know, a different shift rule that they've modified. But Major League Baseball, the Players Association, put out a statement after MLB, after the committee did – you know, certify and say that those new rules will be in effect in 2023 season. And they said they did not vote for, you know, those rule changes.
So they went ahead with, as it looks like, Poland with another strikeout there. So that's going to be three for him. Nice start to the inning here.
Yeah, the last outing for Jared was on September 4th at St. Lucie. And he went four innings, allowed four hits, three runs, two were earned, gave up a homer, but did not walk a batter, struck out three in those four innings.
Nasty stuff.
As I mentioned, just drafted this season out of Louisville, looking for his first win, and he has appeared in two games for the Hammerheads. This is his third.
This one's ripped foul right by us, so... Count goes even to Manuel Sequeira. He's got 64 RBIs on the season and 19 home runs. Talk about power at the shortstop position. And you see a lot of that, Lisa, with these Flying Tigers. A lot of potential, right? You figure they just get the repetitions in, and they're going to have a bright future.
Yeah, I never count anyone out here in the Florida State League because, you know, it's just riddled with a lot of talent and youth, and there's just so much opportunity for guys to grow, you know, especially when now we're low A and, you know, a lot of teenagers in the leagues, in this league in the last couple of seasons since we went from, you know, high A to low A, and they've just got to grow into their bodies and, you know, really kind of learn the whole routine of being a pro ball player.
Oh, yeah. And here comes the 2-2 pitch to Sequeira. And this one's going to be ripped, but just foul over in third. Picking up the ball is Barry. And you're absolutely right, Lisa. You know, we do have the fortunate honor of calling the Stars of Tomorrow here at the Dean. And before you know it, spring training's around the corner, and we're having a great time here. And
the schedule's already out.
Yeah. How exciting is this one? Is ripped to Barry, and Barry with a monster throw. No problemo there. A easy top of the fourth for the hometown Hammerheads. And some nice defense there, huh? Nice defense to close out the inning. Barry making it happening with a throw to Montgomery. And just like that, we're going to rock and roll to the bottom of the fourth inning, folks. We'll be back after this commercial break. Still tied up, 0-0. Bottom of the fourth coming right up.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule.
And we are Bizak on this Sunday edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works alongside Lisa Pride and Daryl Jones.
We are what, Bizak?
That's right.
Is that a new baseball term up
it's
here in the
booth? It's a party in Jupiter, as it always is, folks. Don't forget, next season will be here before you know it as we wrap things up.
And I hope most of these guys will be on their way to High A.
Yeah, it's always nice to see the development here. You know, we see a lot of guys from the first half move on and do big things. And a lot of guys really stick around and you know, either be a big part of the lineup or the rotation, whatever it is. You see guys like Khalil Watson, you know, continue to improve on the bags, on defense. Maybe needs a little bit more work on offense, but that's why we play the games. So Thompson now in the box, up in the count 2-1. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to him. He's going to be able to place this one nicely in between the second baseman shortstop trying to get to it and the left fielder. So no luck there for Leonardo and Sequeira trying to get to that ball. And just like that, we got a runner on first. So nice start to the inning, Lisa, for Thompson getting
on first
base. Well,
Jake Thompson, I mean, coming in undrafted, and he has just made a name for himself here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. He was named the Jupiter Hammerheads Player of the Month in August. And now Thompson with his 35th hit in 34 games here with the Hammerheads.
Super impressive. On the mound now for the Tigers is JT Hinson. Hinson with a 2.84 ERA. 5 strikeouts on the year, so starting to get some playing time in the second half is Hinson. 6th pitch in relief for Hinson now. Count 1-1 to Caballero. Caballero playing left field. He's been impressive. He's always fun to watch. Trying to get his first hit of the afternoon. So count 2-1 to Jorge. No outs here. Thompson on first. And Caballero with a beautiful hit there. Falling right into the gap. And rounding second and over to third is Thompson. And Thompson's coming home. And that's going to be the first run for the Hammerheads.
A great job of hitting by Caballero. And a great job of base running by Thompson and Caballero. Jorge picking up his double, driving in Thompson with no outs. As you mentioned, Jupiter on the board now 1-0.
Oh, Lisa, you were mentioning the name Caballero. And being Cuban myself, I know all about Spanish. And when you hear the name Caballero, you know something good's going
right?
to happen. So Caballero on second with an RBI double. Nice start to the Hammerheads. That was their fifth hit of the afternoon. That's going to bring up Barstad. Barstad in the box now. Nice year he's had. Not just calling the pitches behind home plate, but man, 22 RBIs, 3 home runs, 237 average, can improve that, but very productive as a catcher. Count 1-0 to Barstad. He's going to try to bring home Caballero. Try to add some insurance early on in this game. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Hammerheads on top 1-0. The 2-0 pitch to Barstad coming. It's going to be the 11th pitch from Hinson. Not the best start for Hinson in relief. That's going to be a big swing and a miss by Barstad. So count now 2-1.
Yeah, Hinson on the mound, 6'1", 185. The righty a different look as Joe Miller was a lefty on the mound. He's out of Greenwich, Connecticut.
And the 2-1 pitch is ripped, going towards the track. And what a catch by Leonardo.
Hammerheads didn't want to test the arm, though, of Leonardo out there in left field. So Caballero will be staying at second base.
Oh, yeah, and that's real nice, you know, when you're a left fielder and you're playing defense and you think, hey, man, it's just a catch. But, I mean, Lisa, he made that catch on the dirt of the track, and nobody even tried to tag. Thompson wasn't trying at all, so a lot of respect for the Tigers' defense.
Wind blowing in and right, so in left, it's swirling out a little bit different. It might even be blowing out a little bit. I think it's pushing it left as we saw Leonardo going to the left in the corner. So I think that's what the wind is doing out on the left side. But it is gusting in right.
Windy night last night, right?
Oh, it was. And then as soon as the rain ended, there was no wind for the rest of the game.
And Montgomery chips this one right over to Gold. And Gold it is, right to Jenkins. That's going to be out number two. So Thompson, after a quick start, he brought the run in. Still stranded at second. And Hudson Lavisi now into the box. DH today for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, Lively, his dad, Jeff, is a coach in the Marlins organization. He's the hitting coordinator. His grandpa was a manager for the Wareham Gateman, and I say that because I called games for the Gateman in the Cape Cod League, but now he's a special advisor to the Pirates general manager, Neil Huntington. And then his uncle Steve is with the Tampa team as a hitting coordinator with the Rays.
Any more, Lisa? Sounds like
a
fun Christmas.
His sister plays soccer.
Yeah, sounds like
in college. So
interesting conversations.
Yes,
in the holidays.
Yes, all baseball,
family,
right? Or maybe throwing a little soccer there.
I doubt anybody's watching football on that day.
Hudson got his first hit here with the Hammerheads a few days ago. It was a double.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch and a big swing and a miss. So Hudson finally getting something going this way, and he's able to get a strikeout. And that's going to be all she wrote for the fourth inning. The Hammerheads, though, able to get a run across home. That's right. That was Thompson with the RBI. So we'll be back, folks. 1-0, Jupiter on top of Lakeland. Top of the fifth inning coming right up. Walter, Darryl, Lisa, live on MILB.com on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Song again! Yay. Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay. Here's that song again! It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay.
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
And welcome back, folks. Walter, Lisa, and Darryl here at the Dean. Sunday afternoon baseball. Wrapping up the season, Brady Encarnacion taking over the mound for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. For the Hammerheads. Sorry about that. And Jenkins in the box, leading things off for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. He takes his second pitch for a strike, so already down in the count.
And yeah, Brady, 6'3", 185 from the Dominican Republic, just 21 years of age. He'll be 22 this November.
Ooh, that one almost caught him.
I don't know how it did not hit. When you
know.
Talk about chin music,
aye.
That was right there at the chin.
We got a pretty good view there, and that was... That was a rough one. So
I was cringing.
Jenkins taking a high fastball almost to the chin for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Ooh, almost again.
He's liking to go inside.
Jeez Louise.
He's really trying to knock Jenkins back off the plate, yeah. Trying to establish himself for that inside pitch, right?
Oh, man. 2-2 now. This one just missing the corner of the plate. It'll be reviewed.
Count's up, out, ball to ball.
So that's going to be called a ball. Count goes to 3-2, full count for Jenkins to kick things off here in the top of the fifth inning. Trying to climb back, not a lot of climbing back to do. Still within reach, down 1-0 as Jenkins takes the next pitch up and inside again. So a free ride to first for Jenkins.
Encarnacion has pitched in one game for the Hammerheads. This is game number 2 for him. He came in relief last time, pitched 2 innings, allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. Walked 3, struck out 3. So having a little control troubles, you know, their last outing. But he, young and trying to find himself here.
And the first pitch to Luke Gold now in the batter's box. Big swing and a miss.
Had that same walk trouble, you know, control problems when he pitched for the Marlins Complex League team. Pitched in 12 games, 4 starts, and 8 walks.
Yeah, and that's the thing at this level, Lisa. You know, a lot of going to the next level has to do with your control, right? Pitching in big game situations, whether the bases are loaded, as this one is just fouled. So the count's going to go to 1-2. But control is everything, right? Because baseball is all about strategy. And that's what you really look in these young pitchers for, right? Seeing them develop things like their control. And not even that, not getting rattled in the mound and keeping their poise.
When I'm looking at his stats, though, he's actually improved from the last couple of seasons and had 34 strikeouts with the Complex League team in 28 innings. So is improving in that area.
Absolutely.
But 34 strikeouts in 28 innings. That's something that and looking back through in the Dominican Summer League and also with the Complex League in 2021, he always has a lot of strikeouts and just getting those walks down.
And a big swing and a miss by Gold. And just talking about the improvement in Encarnacion, he retires Gold, no problem. So that's the first strikeout in relief for Brady Encarnacion. That's going to be out number 1 now. Runner on first, top of the fifth. First pitch to De La Cruz, going to be called ball, count 1-0. So that brings up Jose De La Cruz. Very productive season for him in right field. He's got 42 RBIs, 10 home runs. Encarnacion checking Jenkins at first, throwing to Montgomery.
De La Cruz, 20 years of age from the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 21 when the clock turns over to 2023 in January 3rd.
Can you believe it? It's almost that time.
I can't believe we are at the end of the season.
I know. It's just a little depressing, but it's been fun.
I know. I'm an endless summer type of person.
Yeah. It's been a fun season, though. Here comes the pitch to De La Cruz. That one's going to be low, so the count going to 2-1. Encarnacion now with 14 pitches, seven of them strikes, 7 of them balls. Here comes the 15th pitch, big swing and a miss by De La Cruz. That's going to bring the count to 2-2 as home plate umpire Trey Ward calls time. So Jenkins taking a healthy lead at first. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to De La Cruz. That one's going to be outside, bringing the count full. So full count now to De La Cruz, 1 out. Jenkins on first, trying to get on the move. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Jenkins goes, and the throw to second, not in time. So Barstad, we know the arm that Barstad has. Throwing it over to second, trying to get Jenkins just maybe a second or two too late.
Now batting the center fielder, number
5. I know it was a really good throw, a little high maybe to the, you know, towards the first base side, so that enabled Jenkins to sneak on like past the throw there in the tag, but it was so close. Not a bad throw either.
So Pellegrin now in the box. Barstad retired on that throw, which I thought it looked a little high, but that's going to be out number two. So two outs now, 0-1 count to Pellegrin. Jenkins on second for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Pellegrin. Pellegrin making contact again, but foul. So now down in the count, 0-2. So awaiting the 20th pitch in relief from Encarnacion. Here it comes. Big swing and a miss. And Encarnacion retires Pellegrin. And man, showing up in relief. Three strikeouts for Encarnacion. We were just talking about how good he's looked lately. And man, he makes it look easy there in the top of the fifth inning. And folks, the Hammerheads holding on to a 1-0 lead. Walter Works, Lisa Pride, Daryl Jones with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Sunday edition, the last one here at the Dean for the Hammerheads. And just overall, folks, we'll be back for the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0, Hammerheads on top. And we're going to keep doing it after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How's the basketball court all wet?
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the fifth inning. Walter Works alongside Lisa Pride and Daryl Jones on the finale of the regular season here. Hammerheads hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And the Flying Tigers were flying all week here, and things kind of changed midweek. Hammerheads now enjoying a 3-game winning streak. Will they make it 4 to close out the season? We're going to find out. Halfway through the game, Watson leading things off in the bottom of the fifth inning. The top prospect in Watson, regarded as one of the top prospects of the decade for the Marlins organization. Can you believe that, Lisa? This guy has talent, and they know it.
He definitely does, and he's been showing it in those last few games. You know, he wants to end the season strong, just like the Hammerheads. And in the last 3 games, Khalil has 6 hits.
Way to show up for Khalil. And you know what? Those 6 hits have definitely reflected on this winning streak that they've been in. You know, the thing is, when Khalil does good, the Hammerheads do good.
He has 11 hits this month alone.
So count 3-1 to Watson. Big swing and a miss there. Count goes full.
There's been only 3 games this month that he has not gotten a hit, but in 2 of those games, he has gotten on base.
Yeah, he's done a good job able to get on base if he hasn't been able to get a... There we go. So Khalil striking out there on a full count, going after all that one. That's going to be a strikeout for Hinson. That's going to be Hinson's second strikeout of the game in relief. So Sanoha, Javier Sanoha, playing center field today. He's played a lot at second, but Watson switching over from short to second today. They love that 1-2 punch in the infield with Cappe and Watson, and even with Sanoha. Those are 3 talented players that can really play all around the field. as the count goes 1-0 to Sanoa. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And that one upstairs. Count goes to 2-0. One out here, bottom of the fifth inning. JT Hinson on the mound for the Tigers. Big swing and a miss by Sanoa. Still up in the count, 2-1. Hinson delivering his 26th pitch of the afternoon. We have some action in the Hammerheads bullpen. So it looks like we might have a new pitcher coming soon, probably in the top of the sixth inning to kick things off, as this one's called strike. Count goes even to Sanoa, 2-2. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. And this one's popped all the way up. That's going to be foul. Count stays 2-2.
What's been really interesting as the pitching for the Hammerheads, watching the new pitchers come in and have their debuts, Carson Milbrandt had his debut on, Friday. And then yesterday, Yuri got to start the game. He was here on a, rehab assignment from AA. They're just trying to really limit his innings and be careful of him.
And Sanoa makes contact. That's going to be a stand-up single. What a nice hit by Sanoa. Sequeira had no chance at it. And with one out now, Lisa, Sanoa is on the bags, and the Hammerheads are threatening.
But then watching as, the newer pitcher is getting a start, going, a couple of innings. And then, for example, on Friday, Justin Fall is the starting pitcher for the Hammerheads. He came in relief. He was actually the third pitcher and went the distance and picked up his eighth win. So watching a little bit of backwards, in the rotation there, letting the starters kind of come in and pitch, like four, five, six innings to end the game.
Yeah, that's impressive, and you love to see that. Here comes the pitch to Cappy. He falls on his back trying to get away from that one up in his face. Just missing the chin. Lots of potential chin music tonight. Holy moly. Count goes to 2-0 to Cappy. Cappy's been impressive every time he plays. And he rips this one over, but everybody's trying to get to it, and charging to it is Leonardo. Leonardo covering a lot of left field out there. I mean, he can get to the ball. He can throw you out. He can do it all. And he gets out number two there. So Cappe down on a pop out.
Yeah, Pellegrini, he was having so much trouble with the wind yesterday in left field. And so Leonardo not having as much wind and not having the same sky either. I know he's got a lot of sun in his eyes here, Leonardo, today.
And Barry makes contact there, and Leonardo charging to it again, hat falling off and everything, looking stylish with those sunglasses out there in left field, making that catch for out number three. So all Leonardo for the Tigers in this inning, getting them out of it as we rock and roll to the top of the sixth inning. We got a good game here for the finale at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-0, Hammerheads on top, trying to close out this season on a four-game winning streak. They've been hot winning the last three. We'll find out if they can keep it going as we come back for the top of the sixth inning, folks. Walter, Lisa, and Daryl on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back for the top of the sixth after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh.
And we're back, folks. Top of the sixth inning. Cade Gibson now in for some relief for the Hammerheads. Rubalakaba. Say that five times really quick. That's a good brain exercise.
Rubalakaba. Not on a Sunday morning.
No, especially on a Sunday. That'll get you ready for Monday really quick. That'll get you ready. He's the catcher for the Tigers. And he takes that pitch inside. So the count to Rubalakaba is 1-1.
If you say Rubalcaba, I'll say Cade Gibson. He's a lefty, 6'2", 195, on the hill in relief here for the Hammerheads from Ruston, Louisiana.
Louisiana. A product of Louisiana Tech. What was he, a 10th round pick in this year's draft? So we'll see what Gibson can bring to the mound in relief here. Trying to keep the Hammerheads on top with this 1-0 lead. Count to Rubalakaba goes even, 2-2. Just one hit for the Flying Tigers. One error also, which was a little costly for them, as Rubalakaba pops this one up. It floats right into the Tigers' dugout.
Well, Cade, you mentioned he pitched for Louisiana Tech. Was drafted out of there. And guess who else? Kyle Krieger, who is a pitcher here on the staff for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Both teammates at Louisiana Tech and both drafted this year in 2022. And guess what? Both of them pitched in Game 3 and did a good job. So Gibson actually picked up his first win.
And Rubalakaba rips this one right over to Cappy. And Cappy with the big throw over to Montgomery. So Yiddy Cappy, getting the first out for the Hammerheads. Nice defensive play there. Routine play. That's going to be out number one.
Iverson Leonardo.
Bringing up Iverson Leonardo. We've been talking a lot about him in left field. We'll see what Leonardo can do on offense now. First pitch to him. Nice pitch by Gibson. That's going to be called strike. Leonardo rips this one right over to Montgomery. Nice play by Montgomery. Stepping on first for an easy out number two. So Gibson in for some relief. So far better than Tylenol. Nine pitches in the afternoon, in relief. That's going to bring up Santana. Santana with 30 RBIs on the season, 9 home runs, the second baseman. And then if we get there, due up is Graham.
So I mentioned that Gibson, he picked up the win the other day, worked 2 1/3 innings, allowed no runs, no hits, walked one, struck out two.
That's right. Because of that, he gets to walk around with a 0.00 ERA.
Look at that.
Enjoy
Isn't
it.
That nice?
You got to enjoy it while it lasts. You know.
So in 6 2/3 innings, 4 hits, no runs, walk 3, and a strikeout 10.
And he's bringing the heat in this top of the sixth inning. He's already up on the count, 1-2 with 2 outs. Nobody on the bags, so Gibson doing a nice job in relief here so far. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be in the dirt. Count goes to 2-2.
Yeah, so the book's been closed on the starting pitcher today on Poland. 4 innings of work. He allowed a hit, no runs, walked one, struck out 3. A nice 1.80 ERA Poland will end the season with.
And this one is all the way inside. That's going to bring the count full.
Now, Encarnacion came in last inning, and in his one inning of work, he didn't allow any hits, any runs, walked only one, and struck out three.
I'm pretty sure Encarnacion wanted to make you proud, Lisa. You talk so good
about
him.
I'm proud of him.
You talk to you build him up, and then he comes in with three strikeouts. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm proud of all these guys. What a season it has been, you know, for some players that have been here since day one and others that have, you know, moved up and others that have just been drafted and, you know, just trying to find their way in pro ball and really establishing themselves early on.
So Santana gets over to first on a walk. That's going to bring up Graham. So Graham does make it up in this inning. Count 1-0 to him. Two outs here, now with Santana on first. And the next pitch to Graham is outside and away, so that's going to be ball two. Count goes to 2-0.
I'm looking back in my scorebook here to opening day back on April 8th, and what a different lineup we had for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Oh, you got to love it. And this pitch is all the way outside, so three straight balls to Graham.
Khalil Watson was the leadoff hitter for Jupiter, and after striking out three straight times, he hit a ground rule double, so started things off right there. We missed Jose Salas, Osiris Johnson. They've all moved on. Caballero came in, singled in his first game as a pinch hitter for Osiris that game. Brady Allen has moved on. Christian Rodriguez. Cameron Barstad played a role as he was the designated hitter. Reached base and scored a run for the Hammerheads.
And Gibson with another pitch right down the middle of the plate there. So he was down 3-0 in the count. Now the count is full to Graham. So nice comeback in this sequence to Gibson. We'll see if he can finish the deal. It's going to be his 21st pitch coming in relief. A busy inning for Gibson. Here comes the 3-2 to Graham. And this one is going to be ruled foul.
Yeah, and finishing off the lineup on opening day, Sam Prater, Zach Zubia, and Javion Cody. Everyone has moved on, you know, a lot of these players. So we still have Watson, Caballero, and Barstad with us here on game 129, all growing and developing here with the Hammerheads this season. And sometimes it's nice just to stay at the same level all season, get that comfort, and really then the next season, you know, build up. So it just depends, and everyone, it's hard not to compare. You know, we compare people all the time in the broadcasting booth. It's hard not to compare when you're a player looking at your teammates too, but you have to stay on your own path, especially in baseball. You can't let things get into your head.
And Graham is able to chip this one over to Watson and a nice little underhand flip to Montgomery. And that's out number three. Walter, Lisa, and Daryl will be back for some fun conversations and, of course, some great baseball. It's the last day of the regular season. Holy moly. You heard Lisa just now. Game 129. We've made it. We've made it, folks. And we thank you for tuning in, as always. And, of course, we're going to be back for the bottom of the sixth inning. Hammerheads on top 1-0. We got a pitching duel here at the Dean. Sunday afternoon baseball, the last one. Walter, Lisa, and Daryl on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We're going to keep doing it after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks me.
back, folks. Walter Works, Lisa Pride, Daryl Jones. Bottom of the sixth inning. Hinson still on the mound for the Lakeland Flying Tigers.
We've got to, you know, keep watching the scoreboard here. I know some games are going to be a little later tonight. Daytona, they play a 5:30 game. They like to keep it right there for their fans, even here on the last game of the season. But we've got to keep an eye because there's so much going on in the West. Who will be, you know, in the West Division playoffs?
Oh, it's getting exciting. As Thompson takes this pitch called strike 2-1. And then, of course, folks, the other guys in the other clubhouse, they roll into here Tuesday for game one of the playoffs. That's right, Cardinals hosting the Mets, game one of the playoffs, and then game two over in Clover Park, and game three, if needed, will be there too.
That's why the Palm Beach Cardinals, not only are they in the playoffs, but they're playing a role in who's getting in the playoffs in the West here today, as they are playing Dunedin, who is up by only a half game over Bradenton. So if Bradenton wins today and Dunedin loses, then the Marauders are in the playoffs. Vice versa, you know, we'll have to see how that shakes out. Lakeland, at the beginning of the week, they were in contention, but now they're four back. They're 34-29 in the second half.
So the count full to Thompson. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That's going to be upstairs. So Thompson getting a free ride on the base on balls express train. Going right over to first. And that's going to bring Jorge Caballero. But yeah, you mentioned it, Lisa. Minor league baseball going down to the wire. Feels like October in September.
It's an October in the Florida State League, right?
Oh, yeah. Always the best time. In baseball, it's always a chess match, that long season grinding it out, and then, boom, the final week hits you, and you got to win games to get in. Always exciting. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Caballero. That's going to make it 2-0 now, that pitch inside to Jorge.
I'm looking around. I wonder if we have the earliest game around the minor leagues here today.
I think we do.
But both the Palm Beach Cardinals, and they're in Dunedin. They're starting at noon, and so is the Bradenton Clearwater game. And I'm looking around, you know, the minors. I don't see anyone else starting as early as us.
No.
So everyone could be having breakfast and brunch while listening to us here today, and then easing on into the other games.
Full disclosure, I'm in my pajamas. I just rolled out of bed and got here. I mean,
you're not the only one, right?
10 a.m. ball game. That's what I woke up to. 10 a.m.
I was like, should I take a shower? I'm like, I guess I'm in the booth with you guys. I better, right?
10 a.m. start time.
Because I really didn't want to.
I mean, I don't want to toot our horn, but we are a good broadcast team. 10 a.m. first pitch. And we're making it happen. And now we got runners on first and second. So Barstad is going to have a big opportunity here to add some insurance with nobody out. Barstad with a golden opportunity with Caballero and Thompson now on the bags. So Hinson now with his 45th pitch. Here it comes. That one's going to be outside. So the count starts 1-0 to Barstad.
Yeah, Barstad was drafted in 2018 in the sixth round out of high school, the same high school that Barry Bonds went to, Tom Brady went to. He's in good company, isn't he? Greg Jeffries went there, who was a first-round draft pick back in 1985. Another first-round draft pick was Dan Serafina. He was a first-round draft pick in 1992. What a high school that is to have so much athletic talent.
High school?
That is in the San Francisco area in San Mateo. Junipero Serra High School.
So you have a 90% chance of being successful. If you
boy.
So I'll make the move there when my daughter turns 15 or something. We'll settle in. We'll remember this.
And Tom Brady, he was drafted, you know, to play professional baseball, and he decided to go to the University of Michigan instead and play football.
Wow.
And then, you know, it really wasn't known that well in college as far as, you know, he didn't get all those accolades and everything.
I mean,
and he just made his name for himself in the NFL.
I remember that day when we all saw this guy jump into the field because of an injury. He barely got drafted, and look at him now. Unbelievable.
Seven-time Super Bowl champ, right? Seven?
Yeah, I mean,
wow. But he was drafted in 1995 in the 18th round. in professional baseball.
That's right. That's right. They just had a list of all the, you know, athletes that can play baseball and football, and Brady was on the list. And I was thinking, man, that's unique. I had no idea. Here comes the pitch to Barstad. Big swing and a miss. So on a full count, Hinston getting the first out there of the inning. A much-needed first out. I mean, with runners on first and second, they don't want to let this game slip away. And right now, it's all up to Hinston in relief. Montgomery is going to go into the box now. He's going to try to bring some runs home.
Well, couldn't Tom Brady, he could have been a two-star athlete like Deion Sanders or, you know, couple of those other players that played baseball and, you know, played in in Major League Baseball and the NFL at the same time.
And then you heard the news maybe a couple months ago. He signed the biggest broadcast deal in history. He's doing Fox now for $400 million, $500 million after he retires. I mean, it's insane. Everybody wants a piece of Tom Brady. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get paid that money doing this, but
I don't think so. We're getting free food today, though.
I've heard.
We haven't seen it yet, but
I've heard.
I have some Cracker Jacks if you're hungry.
There's a rumor we'll live on Cracker Jacks for a while.
For now.
It's okay, as we're going to have a meeting on the mound. So, let's see. Rubel Acaba talking to Hinston. Hinston now with 52 pitches. And the idea here, obviously, is they're going to try to get out of this inning and hold on to this 1-0 deficit. I mean, they can get back into this game, but the Hammerheads with a big opportunity to add some insurance. Montgomery has 16 RBIs on the season. Here comes the next pitch to him, taking that for ball two.
Montgomery was twice drafted by the Marlins in, this year in 2022 in the 14th round, and 35th round in 2019.
So count goes even to Montgomery. He has done a great job taking over for Zach Zubia at first. You know, I miss Zach, seeing him here at the ballpark. He had a presence at first, big bat, and this breaking ball doesn't break anywhere. It breaks on the back of Montgomery, and Montgomery.
Ow.
Yeah, Montgomery goes to first, and the bases are loaded. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not what the meeting on the mound wanted. You know, the results there didn't pan up, and it does look like we are going to have a pitching change, and well justified now with the Tigers in a serious jam. One out, and the bases loaded. Bottom of the sixth inning, Hammerheads on top 1-0. For this final game of the regular season in Jupiter. Ay, ay, ay. So we're going to let the pitcher warm up. We'll get a name and a number. And then we'll be back for the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0. Your hometown Hammerheads on top. And we're going to keep doing it after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say?
So the Tigers bring in Michael B. Bienlin in relief. He's pitching to Hudson. Levesey? How was it?
Levesey.
There we go. Thank you, Lisa, for that. So Hudson Levesey with the bases loaded. One out here. Big chance to make something happen. And a runner is going to come home on the wild pitch. And the Hammerheads are able to add another one. Holy moly. Bienlin in relief throwing a wild pitch. Rubalcaba could not get to it. And it's now 2-0, Jupiter.
Yeah, the pressure's on when you come in, bases loaded, and you're a reliever. Sometimes you put the pressure on yourself to be so perfect, and that's when things go awry. Bienlin from Honolulu, Hawaii, 24 years of age. Last year he played here for Lakeland and also for West Michigan.
Levesey chips this one right in front of home plate and getting to it. And that's going to be overthrown. Bienlin could not get the throw over to first. And another run's going to come home. Caballero crossing home plate easily. Ay, ay, ay. That's definitely going to be an error. That's going to be the second error of the afternoon for the Tigers. And it's going to be a costly one.
Yeah, that was a tough play as the hit acted like a bunt. You know, quickly Bienlin had to get off the mound and, you know, rushing his throw to first, it wasn't a good one as the ball got by the first baseman Jenkins. Everybody running,
trying to get the runs where they can. And now 3-0 Hammerheads. And that's going to bring up top prospect Khalil Watson, the electrifying Khalil Watson. We all love Khalil, seeing him here at the ballpark. That's what you see here, folks, the stars of tomorrow. And Khalil facing an 0-1 count now with just one out and runners on second and third.
This is Bienlin's 20th game here with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. He's 2-1 on the season, 3.00 ERA. In 34 innings pitched, he has struck out 32.
Big swing and miss by Watson, now down in the count 1-2. Due up next is Sanoa. He's 2-for-3 on the day. And then if we get there, let's see, Cappe. Still looking for his first hit. Here comes the 1-2 to Watson, and Watson looks like he got a piece of it. He did. So he stays alive there. Count stays 1-2.
The righty on the hill for Lakeland, Bienlin, in his 33 innings pitched before today, he only threw one wild pitch. He's only allowed one wild pitch. And then here today, you know, first pitch and the wild pitch.
And this one's going to be wild, too. And Watson, is he going to make it in time? And he does. Ooh, and he is holding a quadriceps hamstring as he falls to the floor. Lisa, this does not look good.
No, it doesn't. Crum, our trainer, the athletic trainer for the Hammerheads, he's got to make the long run as Khalil started hopping and ended up in the bullpen for the visiting team. He's actually right in between the mound and the plate there, laying down, and I just saw him. He pounded the ground, too, with his fist. It hurts right now.
Yeah, Watson, we talk about his speed. Believe it or not, even striking out there, was able to make it to first. Obviously, it was in the dirt and all that. You know, when that happens, you can try to take first, and he did. You know, a lot of players aren't able to do so in that type of situation, but Watson turning on the Jets, making it safe just by a hair, but definitely in some pain. He paid for it. You know, when you're running that hard in the moment, anything goes. So he's being checked on. As Lisa mentioned, he is in a lot of pain on the grass there where the Tortugas get their pitchers warmed up there in the bullpen.
Looking back on Hudson, that'll go for an infield base hit, and the error then will be on the throw, which allows him to go to second base and the run to score. So Hudson picking up his second hit here with the Hammerheads and now his fifth game.
Yeah, so things are going to stay interesting. We'll see if Watson stays in the game. I don't see anybody taking first. I mean, I would only assume that he doesn't. We do do have somebody taken first for him. So hopefully he can walk back on his own. It does look like he is. So if I had a noise where I can play a round of applause, I would. You know, it's nice to see Watson get back on his feet in a lot of pain. But you know what? The good news is he has a whole season now to get better. You know, this being the last game, we don't have to worry about him missing any more games. Hopefully he can have a speedy recovery.
It's nice to see Khalil. He's able to walk, you know, all the way from the bullpen of the visiting clubhouse, then back to the Hammerhead side with trainer Sandy Crum. He struck out, but with a wild pitch, he was able to reach first base safely. They talk about, that's the other rule that they're, you know, they're changing the big leagues is having these bigger bases. And they talk about how they are, you know, extending the bases for these 3 inches to make it more safe.
I mean, it's only 3 inches.
I know.
I hear all this debate about 3 inches, and at the end of the day.
I honestly, you know, we've seen the bigger bags here, and I don't know if they really, they said that they have tested and seen so many years and hours and, you know, innings and with these different rules, but I don't know if they've really looked into the bases, because the one thing that as far as safety, they're saying that if you really want safety at first base, it needs to be that extra bag like they have in softball, you know, to really give the first baseman his side and the runners their side, so you don't get twisted up, you know, at first base.
And so Noah, man, the first pitch to him, he rips that one.
Watch out. When you're at third base, that's Montgomery. He had to twist his way out of the way of that liner. And even Khalil, they had to watch as they're going down the line. It looks like Khalil's having a hard time making it into the clubhouse right now.
Yeah, Lisa, we see Khalil.
He's grabbing his, you know, what is that, his quad right there.
Yeah.
His right quad.
That's usually
They need to give him a break. He's walking it off, but looks like it's hard. But, you know, talking about these bases, I did talk to the players about those bigger bases, and they don't really like them right now because these bases, they said, are slippery and flat. They said it would be okay if they brought, you know, like the older bases that were 3 inches smaller, that, you know, they had a kind of little elevation to it, kind of a little hump in the middle or whatever, and they weren't as slippery. So when the guys are, you know, sliding and trying to grab the base, they can't. They're like sliding over it. They're just trying to grab on any way they can. So that is something they're going to have to look into if they're bringing this up to the big leagues next year.
Next pitch to Sanoa is called ball, so the count's 2-1. To Sanoa. It sounds like Lisa's ready to write a letter to the committee. And
just warning the players
you
in the big
what?
Leagues right
I,
now. We've heard it a little different
I
story
agree.
Down here in the minor leagues.
I agree.
Then.
I agree. And Sanoa rips this one over to short, and it's going to be an easy double play, man. That was a beauty. Sequeira to Santana to Jenkins. But, folks, the Hammerheads bringing two across home. Bottom of the sixth inning, now bringing their lead 3-0 over the Tigers. The Tigers only able to muster one hit so far. No runs, two errors for them. Hammerheads all over them on 7 hits, 3 runs. Game still within reach for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And we'll be back for the top of the seventh inning. We'll find out if the Tigers have any more flying in them. As we head towards the top of the seventh, folks, Walter Works, Lisa, and Daryl Jones on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree.
One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
Welcome back. Top of the seventh. Lisa Pride here alongside Daryl Jones. And we've got Walter Works here with us, too. We've got a nice three-man, one girl, two men, up here in the booth. It's Sunday morning. Is it still morning?
It's still almost noon.
All right.
Getting there.
Sequeira at the plate. No balls and two strikes. Josh White in relief of Cade Gibson here in the seventh. Got a few changes, too, as Khalil Watson was hurt running down to first base. So we have got some defensive changes, too, trying to catch up on that. I think they announced Santiago at second right now. Here's the 1-2 at 93. You could hear the pop in the glove. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. So the Hammerheads are up 3-0. Jupiter, 7 hits, 3 runs, no errors. The Lakeland Flying Tigers, 1 hit, no runs, and 2 errors. It took some time before the Flying Tigers picked up their first run last night. They didn't pick up their first run until the top of the seventh inning. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss. So the first batter that Josh White faced is Sequeira. Gets him to swing and miss.
Yeah, Josh White, 6'1", 205, 21-year-old righty out of Walnut Creek, California. Is that another Walnut Creek? Am I seeing things?
Now, Walnut Creek, definitely California.
No, do we have someone else? Earlier out of Walnut Creek? Not sure.
But it is Santiago at second base. No balls, two strikes. Andrew Jenkins at the plate. He's 0 for 1 today. Walk, stole a base in the fifth. Little grounder, very weak, stays on the grass past the pitcher. Capé comes in, bare hands, throws to first base, and in time gets Jenkins out at first. That was a tough play by Capé. We have seen some great defense by the shortstop here today, and he had to run in as the ball died in the grass by the mound and barehanded threw over to first in time.
Yeah, Capé demonstrated some great body control.
Luke Gold at the plate. Boy, that glove just pops that Barstead has at 92, but it sounds like 102 as Josh White delivers. One ball, no strikes to Luke Gold.
My hand hurt, Lisa.
I know. It really pops, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness.
It's a righty-on-righty matchup. 2-0. Flying Tigers have yet to score here today. Only one hit. Fly ball to center field. On the run is Sanoa. He's waiting for it. Holds up right short of the warning track in deep center field. And it's 3-up, 3-down as Luke Gold flies out to center. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. Nobody is here to sing the seventh inning stretch. Are we supposed to do it? Well, at home, everyone just get up, stretch, get your refreshments. We've got a great ball game here as the Hammerheads are up 3-0. And we won't... We'll just sing to ourselves here.
Okay. All right.
Me. Take me out to the. Yes. All right. Well, we are headed to break with the Hammerheads up 3-0.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk.
Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous.
Yidi Capé at the plate here, leading things off in the bottom of the seventh. It'll be Capé, Barry, and Thompson. Michael Bienlian delivers. One ball, no strikes. Challenge. Calls upheld, it's a ball. 1-0 is the count to Capé. Yidi is hitless here today. It's hard to believe. Hit into a fielder's choice in the first, struck out in the third, and then popped out to left in the fifth. Here he swings, foul tip. 1-1 is the count. Our game is close to being over before the noon game start. They're warming up in Dunedin with the Cardinals there, and also in Clearwater with Bradenton in town. Those are the two games to watch to see who will be the second team to get into the West Division playoffs. Ground ball left side. Sakara airmails the ball, though, to first base. He made a nice play in getting to the ball, but then as he leaped up, the throw is errant, and that will put Capé at first base. So Yidi on the base pass for the second time today. He'll head to second on that errant throw. Jacob Berry will step in. He's 0 for 3 today. The switch hitter will switch it up and bat from the left side.
Capé feeling better by the afternoon. He gets to contribute now, and he finds himself in scoring position.
Barry takes the first pitch. One ball, no strikes. I was joking around with Ryer, our media relations manager here at the Dean, and the game yesterday went a lot longer than we thought with the rain delay. It sped along, but you know, a lot of runs scored, and the rain delay made it a longer game, and we ended up leaving, you know, probably an hour or so later than we expected. And Ryer does so much work after the game. I said, did you sleep over? You know, are you just waking up and sleeping over? He said, no, but guess what? He's like, the game plan is first pitch, you know, we're swinging at the first pitch. But not everyone's gotten the memo here today. You got to swing at the first pitch. We're getting out of here, right? But I guess we just want to savor, you know, the Hammerheads want to savor their last game here of the regular season and of 2022. We won't see these guys back again until spring training.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike to Jacob Berry. Some of them will return back to the Hammerheads, and they won't stay around probably too long if they do. Others will be on their way to Beloit. Here's the 2-1 check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. So 3-1 is the count with a runner in scoring position, and the Hammerheads up 3-0.
I really enjoyed your retrospective earlier when you went back to game one.
Boy,
in April.
A lot of guys have moved on, right?
Oh, my goodness. I was like, oh, my goodness. I remember you. Oh, I forgot about. No, it was great.
At the letters for the strike. That will be seeing the same thing, you know, next year. The one thing is that the guys have to get used to, because they mostly here in the Marlins organization, the players, the teams are in tropical, you know, in here in Florida and also in the Dominican Summer League. They're used to playing in heat, humidity, swing and a miss. So that'll take care of Jacob Berry. One down. Jake Thompson will step on in. They just quickly flip that over on our board. But that's what kind of shocks, I think, some of the guys is when they head to Beloit. That's Wisconsin. That is a cold weather state. Ooh. You know, and then they'll come back, and Double A will be in Pensacola, Triple A in Jacksonville. And of course, you play for the Marlins here in Florida. So everyone's kind of here in Florida. And like I said, even the Dominican Summer League, you're in the tropics there in tropical weather, heat, and humidity. But Beloy is the shocker for the high A players when they head up there, and they get to see snow even when they go up. Here's the 0-1 inside swing and a miss. So that's a shocker for guys that probably have never seen snow. They play in some really cold weather at the beginning of the season up in Beloy. Then it gets to be a little warm. I think they had some really warm temperatures in the Midwest and up, you know, in Wisconsin area too, that it reached, I think, like record-breaking 100s, you know, triple digits this summer, which was surprising. So they were ready for that. One ball, two strikes, but of course they probably didn't have the humidity that we have down here.
No. Just up in Pennsylvania maybe like 2.5 weeks ago, and temperatures up in the low 90s, but very little humidity. It was pleasant for a Floridian.
I love going up. I'm from Ohio, and going up in the summers, they're so, you know, they're hot during the day, but cool at night.
Oh, yeah.
You can open your windows. You don't always need AC, and it's really nice to be up and enjoy those kind of summers. We've got a runner at third base here as Capay was able to advance on the wild pitch. Here's the 2-2 line drive into right, and it just goes foul. So Thompson's coming back to the plate. He is trying to reach the 300 mark and end the season. He has upped his average just here today from 288 to 294. 1-for-1 today with 2 walks and has scored 2 runs. Thompson batting from the left side. Count is even at 2 apiece with 1 out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the ball is dropped. Maybe he got a piece of it because the count, once again, 2-2. So I guess he fouled it back and the ball was dropped by the catcher. Didn't look like that, but sometimes it's hard to see, especially I tried to clean my windows here today, as I noticed the other day in the evening, it was hard to see through these dirty windows. Now there's a strike, breaking ball delivered, just catches the outside edge and gets Thompson looking. So 2 down. So after Capay reached on an error, throwing error by the shortstop, then Barry struck out swinging. Thompson goes down looking. And the Hammerheads are down to their last out here in the seventh as Jorge Caballero will step on in. Runner at third base, 2 down. Here's the pitch at the knees inside. Too far inside, so 1-0 is the count to Caballero. Jorge is 1-for-2. He flied out to right back in the first, then doubled and drove in a run in the fourth. Walked in the sixth and scored. Oh, the birds have come alive. Mm-hmm. You think they're out early morning, but I think they like to come out in the afternoon here, as I can hear them in the background.
They're hanging out in the shade.
They are. Here's the 1-1, 2 outs. And then Vian Lien takes a pause off the mound. The sun is coming out in full force right now. It is a sun-soaked day here at the Dean as it hits high noon. Swing and a miss at 93. 2-1 the count now with 2 outs to Caballero. The 2-2 on the ground, fielded by Sequeira. The throw over to Jenkins is in time, and Caballero is retired as he grounds out to short. So the Hammerheads leave one stranded as we head to the top of the eighth. Jupiter up 3-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you. Welcome back. We're on the top of the eighth inning. The Hammerheads are up 3-0 in game 129, game 6 of the 6-game set. And it is the final game of the season here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. New pitcher on the hill, Tommy Evold, for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's facing the number 6 hitter in the lineup, De La Cruz. The 1-0 pitch delivered for the strike. 1-1 is the count to the right fielder. De La Cruz is 0-2 today. He hit into a double play in the second and struck out in the fifth. Evold rocks, delivers at the knees for the strike. 1-2 the count. Boy, that sun, you can tell it's getting in the eyes of some of the players. They're shielding their faces, their eyes with their hands, bringing their caps down even further on their eyes to block out the sunshine. Here's the 1-2 inside heat, swing and a miss. Last pitch came in at 90 miles per hour. De La Cruz is going down swinging for the second time today.
Now, center fielder, number 50, Carlos Pellegrin.
Tommy Evold is here on a rehab assignment out of Coral Springs, drafted by the Diamondbacks back in 2016.
So Carlos Pellegrin will step in. He is 0-1. First pitch lifts it up, going out of play to the right side. Kicking it against the wind as it's blowing right to left and right. Pellegrin walked in the third, struck out in the fifth. The 0-1, and that one goes low and away, so 1-1 is the count.
Tommy Vail feeling right at home here in South Florida. Speaking of being accustomed to the heat and humidity, he's a Briar Rabbit right now in a Briar Patch.
Coral Springs not too far from here, just south on 95 for the Turnpike. About 45 minutes down the road. This will be a foul ball out of play behind the dugout of the Hammerheads. 1-2 is the count with one out. So Tommy was drafted in 2016 by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 9th round out of South Florida. 28 years old, 6'5", 214. Evold takes the signs from Barstad. Kicks, delivers. The 1-2 is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. This season in the minor leagues with Jacksonville, Evold's 1-2, 3.41 ERA. He appeared in 19 games up in Jacksonville and started just one of those, pitched 29 innings and struck out 29, and he just struck out Pellegrin, so back-to-back strikeouts, both going down swinging. That'll bring up Alonzo Rubalcaba. The catcher is 0 for 2 today, hit into a double play and grounded out. A lot of offers as there is only one hit on the board. That was Luke Gold back in the second inning. He got a hit off of Jared Poland, the starting pitcher for the Hammerheads. Rubalcaba takes the first pitch, one ball and no strikes. This is the third outing for Tommy here with the Hammerheads this season. He has pitched in two games before, 2 2/3 innings, and struck out two in those 2 2/3. Hit one batter, didn't allow any hits or runs or walks. Has a 0.00 ERA as he is rehabbing here with the Hammerheads. Upstairs at 90 miles per hour, swing and a miss. That's a little sweet spot that Evo likes to throw, you know, upstairs, inside, and just gets right on the hands of the hitters.
Yeah.
And they can't touch it.
Yeah. He's being very efficient right now. He's around 62-63% of his pitches right now are strikes. And so he's not doing a lot, not having a lot of wasted motion so far as he rehabs here.
Last year, same kind of scenario for Evaldez. He played for Jacksonville, pitched in 36 games, 44 2/3 innings, 54 strikeouts. He had a 5-3 record, but also a couple of stints with the Hammerheads last season as he misses outside. In two games with the Hammerheads last season, four innings of work, struck out five. Two balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, chopped foul left side. So the count remains two balls and two strikes with two outs. 10 after noon here at the Dean, and we've got baseball in the morning, and then we can all head to the beach here in the afternoon. It's beautiful right down the road. Go to the Juneau Beach Pier, and it's a nice beach to enjoy. Swing and a miss, and good morning, good afternoon, and good night as Tommy Evil comes in and strikes out the side. We'll head to the home half. Hammerheads up 3-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain.
And welcome back. Bottom of the eighth inning. Walter Works, Lisa Pride, Daryl Jones. On the last game of the regular season. Game 129 here at the Dean. It's between the Hammerheads. That's right, Hammerheads hosting the Flying Tigers. What a series it's been. Barstad leading things off, and it gets through the legs of the third baseman, Luke Gold. Gold with the only hit of the day for the Flying Tigers. That one going right through his legs, and it's going to be error number four, Lisa, on the day for the Tigers.
Wow, that was the kind that you see in Little League, right? It goes just right between your legs. And the fielder, he had his glove down not early enough and not touching the dirt enough that it just went right between his legs. And then he put his glove down and just kind of froze there. I was like, oh, I can't believe that just went right between my legs.
I know. I'm sure he was thinking the same thing. But we'll see what happens here, as now we got a runner on first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. Montgomery in the box. He takes that pitch. That's going to be a ball. Count goes 2-0 to Montgomery. Christian Tortosa in the mound, on the mound for some relief for the Tigers. He's got a 5.97 ERA on the season, and he beams Montgomery in the back. And Montgomery doing the happy dance around the batter's box, trying to shake that one off. Ouch.
Yeah, the new pitcher, Tortosa, 6'4", 170, 23 years of age from Venezuela.
So Tortosa, with an interesting start to his inning in relief, now with a runner on first and second.
Yeah, Tortosa, 3-2. You mentioned 5.97 ERA in 21 games with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. He has one save and three opportunities, 28 and two-thirds innings pitched, and has struck out 46. Opponents batting 220 against him.
Yeah, a lot of potential with Tortosa. Striking out 46, that's no joke. A lot of talent there. A lot of potential the Tigers see in him. We'll see what he can do here in the bottom of the eighth, trying to keep the Tigers in it. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be fouled by Hudson. Hudson Lavesi, 222 average. Got an RBI today. Getting on the board there. Nice work by him, the DH in that ninth spot.
Hudson is coming out of RPI as he was signed as a free agent with the Marlins, a minor league contract here on August 1st, 2022. RPI is the Engineers.
That's right. And Lavesi chips this one over to second. Are we going to see a double play in the Tigers? Let me tell you, they show up on defense. I know there's four errors today, but all around, they got a talented infield there, and a nice double play there for a quick two out. Sequeira to Santana to Jenkins. Bringing up Carlos Santiago now. Runner does move over to third, so the Hammerheads do have an opportunity to bring another one home. Santana, 27 ribbies on the season. Takes the first swing there for a miss, strike one. Count 0-1 to him to start the inning there, bottom of the eighth. Two outs now. Tortosa with 10 pitches. Here comes pitch number 11. Santiago pops this one up, but foul.
Yeah, Santiago, 21 years of age from Venezuela. He was claimed off waivers from the Dodgers in the minor leagues in December of 2021.
And Santiago rips this one and charging over to get it and bobbling it a little bit is Leonardo. And here's the throw to second, and just safe is Santiago. What an arm by Leonardo. I mean, he didn't even get a clean handle on the ball over there in left field. Charging to it, almost got Santiago rounding first to second. But Santiago just getting in there safely. Santiago in the game for the injured Watson.
Yeah, Santiago legging that out. He wanted the extra base. It was a sure single. And then he tried the arm of the outfielder out there, as you mentioned, Leonardo and Pellegrin out there in left center, and made it safely into second.
Yeah, Leonardo with covering all that space in left field, and then he has the arm to go along with it. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Sanoa. Sanoa pops this one. Jenkins trying to track it down by the bullpen of the Tigers, and he does. And that's out number three. Hammerheads on top, 4-0, folks, as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Flying Tigers as we wrap up the regular season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter, Lisa, Daryl with you on the call on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. And we're going to head to the top of the ninth, and we're going to keep things going, folks. And we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the player...
I love those puns, those dad jokes. We are here in the top of the ninth inning. It's a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Jupiter Hammerheads, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers are down to their last three outs as Leonardo steps in, the number 9 hitter for the Flying Tigers, and swings and misses. Tommy Evolve remains on the hill. He's here on a rehab assignment, and he looked so good in his first inning of work back in the eighth as he struck out De La Cruz, Pellegrin, and Rubalcaba. You can't do much better than that, can you?
No.
1-1 is the count. The pitch is delivered. It's chopped foul.
I'm looking for the tissue box. As
this is going to be sad. I'm going to miss you guys. We've got at least, you know, we've got one more game or two more. At least with the Palm Beach Cardinals, but this is it with the Jupiter Hammerheads for us. We have enjoyed so much bringing these games to you, our fans, and, you know, Hammerheads fans, friends, family members. It's been just our pleasure to be able to, you know, call the games and bring them to you wherever you guys may be out there. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here's the 2-2. That one's going foul. And so, yeah, kind of sad to, like, this is it. You know, not only are the Flying Tigers down to their last three strikes, but that's it for the season, too, for the Jupiter Hammerheads and us here calling here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
I'll be accepting donations for tissues throughout the week. It's going to be a rough one. It's been fun calling these Hammerheads games, guys, and you realize the Marlins organization is always investing in their talent. And, you know, we'll be back before you know it next season for Hammerheads.
It just
baseball.
Comes so quickly, doesn't it? Is there really an off season? That payoff pitch, Tommy delivers, swing and a miss. So he has struck out 4 straight Flying Tiger hitters. We're going to the top of the order. Let's see what Santana can do against Evil.
So down to 2 outs.
Santana at the plate. He is 0-for-2 today, popped out, struck out, and walked. He'll break the strikeout streak here as he launches the ball into left center. It'll bounce over for a ground rule double. So Santana, he's going to walk away today with a hit, his first here of the night or the day.
Number 8, Peyton Graham.
Yeah, nice timely hit by Santana, getting his first hit, like you mentioned, Lisa. So we'll see if Graham can keep the party going for the Tigers and maybe make something happen here in the top of the ninth.
So one out, runner at second base in scoring position for Lakeland. Peyton Graham will step in. It's a righty-on-righty matchup as Tommy looks the runner back at second, then delivers the fastball at 90 miles per hour, in on the hand, swing and a miss. Graham has struggled here today. He has struck out twice already today. Went down looking in the first, swinging in the fourth, then grounded out in the sixth. There's only two hits on the board. One of them just happened as Santana, the ground rule double over the center field wall. The other hit was way back in the second. Luke Gold singled into left center. 1-1 is the count. Beautiful day here at the ballpark. So much sunshine. Much different than last night when we even had the rain delay.
Yeah, we had a couple this week. We had it last night, and I know the game I called on Thursday barely got going.
Yeah, I'm so surprised that we actually got in all six games because the weather forecasters, if you listened early, you know, in the week, they were basically predicting a rain, you know, soaked week, let alone weekend. And I was just hoping not, because for the fans here, not only listening, but also the fans that were coming here to the ballpark for Inflatapalooza and all of the other promotions. And then for the players, you want to have that opportunity to end, you know, strong, end your season strong. So I'm glad that we were able to get all six in. And we had, I think, more sunshine than rain this week.
Absolutely.
Here's the 2-2. Another foul ball going to the right side.
I figured if I don't make it in broadcasting, I can make it as a meteorologist, because you really you don't have to be right. Maybe 50%
50-50, of the time. 50-50, right? And and here in Florida, if you say it's raining somewhere, right? Yeah. I mean, it
so
is.
So then you're right.
It's either, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's either sunny or raining or partly cloudy, and you're right, the way the weather is here,
because
of, you know, the coming off the ocean, and we've got those warm currents, too, coming inland, and so you've got the rain showers coming from inland, usually, in the afternoon coming out, and yeah, it just depends where you're at, north, south, east, or west. You're going to be right, whatever you say. Got a little quick timeout so pitcher and catcher can talk things over. We do have some action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Only one out here in the top of the ninth. Hammerheads up 4-0. Jupiter has 8 hits, 4 runs, no errors. Where the Lakeland Flying Tigers, 2 hits, no runs, and 5 errors.
Oof.
Now, you don't really want to see that, right? More errors than you have hits or runs. The 2-2 going inside again. Swinging, fouling it off. So Graham is staying alive at the plate. Three straight foul balls.
Yeah.
That was smart, though. Evald, he's been getting the, you know, hitters out by going inside. Big lead at second base. Ground ball, waiting on it is Capay, throwing over to first, and that will get the runner at first there, Graham. It'll advance Santana to third base.
Yeah, Evalda has been impressive, Lisa, in relief. You know, like the last inning, 1-2-3, and now can close it out here for the Hammerheads.
So the Lakeland Flying Tigers are down to their last out. Evald delivers. That ball's coming back into the green seats. Manuel Sequeira is at the plate. Sequeira today is 0-for-3, couple of ground outs, and struck out swinging in the seventh. The pitch delivered, pop up, and that will continue and go out of play. So nothing and two. The Lakeland Flying Tigers down to their last strike as the Hammerheads have the 4-0 lead here in the top of the ninth inning. One more strike to go and the season will be over. Here's the 0-2, and that one's just off the mark outside. So 1-2 is the count. Tommy's trying to get Sakara to chase that one outside. The pitch, and it's coming back into the backstop, so 1-2 the count remains.
Keeping the game going, Lisa.
They are. They keep extending it, right? No one wants to end it. One more strike, one more out, and the season ends. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch, and another foul ball coming back. Now, you guys, where are our gloves today? We could just reach out the windows and grab a couple of these balls.
You're so right, Lisa.
The Hammerheads scored one in the fourth, two in the sixth, and added one more in the ninth, or in the eighth inning, right?
Yeah, that was in the eighth inning.
Here's the 4-0 pop up in the infield. That'll be taken by Santiago, and that's the ball game as the Hammerheads win 4-0, and that's the season for the Hammerheads as they end it on a win streak and end victoriously here at the Dean. What a day here for the Hammerheads, and as we mentioned, they're ending it on a three-game win streak, taking this series, something that they couldn't do in Lakeland. They take the series from the Flying Tigers here to end the season.
Oh, what an end to the season, Lisa. Jupiter finishing the second half 29-36 on a four-game winning streak, as you mentioned. Overall, finishing with a record of 63-66. So, man, getting over 60 wins, ending on a four-game winning streak, and then, of course, 29-36 in the second half. As we say so long to our Jupiter Hammerheads. That's right, the hometown Hammerheads. High fives everywhere, riding high into next season with some good momentum on a four-game win streak. Unbelievable. What a day at the ballpark, Lisa. So much fun calling the game with you and Daryl today on the Sunday afternoon edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. High fives all around the park. Don't forget, we still got baseball here in Jupiter. Game one of the playoffs. Oh, yeah. Game one. Can you feel it? It all starts here Tuesday the 13th. That's right, September 13th. With gates opening at 5:30 p.m., first pitch at 6:30 p.m. Lisa, are you excited or what?
I am, and we're going to wrap things up as we come back, a short timeout. We'll come back with our post-game show as the Hammerheads win their final game of the season 4-0 over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, watching my nieces.
All right, well, we are wrapping up this game, our final game of the season, final game of the series here, too, for the Jupiter Hammerheads. And we are ending the season victorious as the Hammerheads win 4 out of 6 to the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 4 in a row end this season on a win streak, and today win 4-0. The Hammerheads, 8 hits, 4 runs, no errors. The Lakeland Flying Tigers, 2 hits, no runs, and 5 errors. The win goes to Encarnacion, his first win of the season. The loss to Hinson, who picks up his first loss of the season. The save to Evolda's first save, 2 of the season. Lots of firsts here in the final game of the series. But what did you think about this game, Walter?
I thought the game was just the game the Hammerheads needed to close out the season, Lisa. You know, it was an emotional roller coaster all week for them. They were on a losing streak, and, you know, I was talking about it Thursday night. It would be really nice if they can just close out these couple games, get on a win streak, and, you know, really close out the season feeling good about themselves. Because if you think about it, they did have a lot of bright spots, the Jupiter Hammerheads, in the second half. They were in playoff contention a lot of the time. But today was a big win. They showed up, right? Not a lot of hits given up to the Tigers. Great pitching all around. And we talk about Encarnacion. He was only in there for a little bit, but those three strikeouts that he got really took control of the tempo of that game. So I love what he did. I love what the Hammerheads did, really bouncing back in the middle of the week and ending the season on a four-game, you know, winning streak. It was nice to see.
Yeah, great job by the pitching staff here for the Hammerheads as Jared Poland started things off. Four innings of work, and I think he really set the tempo, only allowing one hit, no runs, only walking one, and striking out three. So a solid start for Poland. And then Encarnacion squeaked his way, you know, in there with that win. But it's a win for him nonetheless, as Poland only threw four innings. So Encarnacion with the one inning, which doesn't seem fair, but that's how it works. But he came in strong, three strikeouts. Gibson also holding the Lakeland Flying Tigers hitless and scoreless, as did White. And then Evold came in and four strikeouts back to back to back to back
as he came in.
So what a job for Tommy to pick up this save and only allowing that one hit and no run. So the entire staff here, as far as Poland, Encarnacion, Gibson, White, and Evold, all did their job. You know, and I think the Lakeland Flying Tigers helped him out a little bit too on there, and they just could not get any production going in only two hits and no runs, and the five errors. The five errors really contributed a lot, but the Hammerheads will take the win nonetheless. Taking a look at the offense, well, Sano was 2-for-5 today, and Thompson, he came through 1-for-2 and just end the season shy of that 300 mark, batting 292. He scored two runs. Caballero was 1-for-3, scored a run and drove in one. And so did, let's see, Hudson. He was 1-for-4 and drove in a run too. Santiago came in 1-for-1 as he was a pinch runner and then filled in for Khalil, who had to come out of the ball game. And he also drove in a run. So everybody, you know, contributing from top to bottom.
Yeah, top to bottom. We saw production all around and pretty much, like you mentioned, Lisa, an all-around good baseball game. Hammerheads showed up, now winning their fourth in a row to close out the season. We'll look forward to that next year when things kick off. But, yeah, Watson suffered that injury. That was a little mishap. We hope he gets better. And like you said, great baseball. We talked about the pitching. We talked about the hitting. I mean, you think about it. What was it? A total of 9 or 10 strikeouts combined, right? Poland starting things off with three. Encarnacion got three. I think White got one. And then Evald closing it out, Lisa, like you mentioned. Four strikeouts in relief. One inning? Are you kidding me? Two innings. I'm sorry. But how impressive, bringing the heat. A nice sight to see to end the season here at the Dean.
So a great job overall by the Hammerheads. And we are ending it with a four-game win streak. No better way to do that. And also taking the series from Lakeland 4-2, a team that was at the very beginning of the week in contention to reach the playoffs. And both teams were actually, and they kind of knocked each other out of the playoffs. But the Hammerheads are winning on a high four-game win streak, taking the final game of the season, four runs to none. We're going to wrap it up here, say goodbye. It's been great being here in the booth with Daryl Jones and Walter Works. You guys have been a pleasure. And as Walter mentioned, for our fans that tune in to the Hammerheads and the Cardinals are in the playoffs. We'll be back on air. You can find us around probably 6:15. We'll have our pregame show. 6:30 will be the game start. And the Cardinals, game one of the East Division playoffs, is played here at home against the St. Lucie Mets. Game 2 and 3, if necessary, will be up in St. Lucie on Thursday and Friday. And then as far as the championship playoffs goes, East Division against West Division, the first game is on the road where the West Division, you know, winners, wherever that may be, Fort Myers won the West in the first half, and now it's a playoff between Bradenton and, Bradenton and Dunedin right now that are just neck and neck, half game out. And so it'll be, the first game will be over there on the West Coast, but then Game 2 and Game 3 of the championship, if the Cardinals make it, if they'll make it that far, will be over here on the East Coast.
Ooh.
And so that would be exciting to have the championship, you know, series here and get two games possibly also. So both the division series and the championship series are both three games, and we can't wait. So cheer for the Cardinals now as the Hammerheads wrap it up, and we hope you all join us back on Tuesday to listen to some postseason action. So for Lisa Pryor, or for, of course for me, but for Walter Works and Daryl Jones, I'm Lisa Pryor, and we thank you so much for joining us here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you soon.